We can give a very brief explanation why the condition number appears in the case when the uncertainty is in a input of the plan. You can see that we can actually do an equivalent transformation, okay, by covering the uncertainty in the planning input using another uncertainty at the plan output. Now, in order to do that, we actually need a weighting function, which actually involves the condition number of the plan P. And that's where we're going to see why the condition number appears if you have uncertainty at the plan input. Because if you transfer at the plan output and then using the condition stability condition we already, robust performance condition we already derived, then you can see right away because WT tilde involves the condition number, then of course the robust stability condition, robust performance condition will involve a condition number. And here we're also going to show a typical simple example where the transfer function, the condition number can be fairly large for some frequencies. Especially at the high frequencies, the condition number can be fairly large.